Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we go out to the hotline right now. Host of NFL Network's Playbook, Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern with Sean O'Hara. We welcome in Brian Billick. Coach, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning to you.
Why is there drama with the Steelers every single week with a different realm?
Well, it seems that way every year, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit schizophrenic. I mean, as good as this team is, and I'm one that picked the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl again this year, as I did last year. I just think they had so much talent on offense, and the defense, you know, particularly last year, the latter part of the season got so much better with every week, and then you add Joe Hayden. It's a head-scratcher. You know, I'm doing a piece on that Playbook show today, not of the five interceptions. That would be the predictable thing. But of the big plays down the field, to the so many weapons, you know, obviously to go with Le'Veon Bell, who did not get the ball enough last week, but showing, you know, shots to Antonio Brown and Martavius Bryant and Juju Smith-Schuster, Jesse James with that deep crossing route that he had in the big play. So, yeah, this is a tough one to fathom when they have the kind of game that they did last week against Jacksonville.
Well, Coach, you've seen Ben Roethlisberger for a lot of years, and you know, people quickly want to go to he's talking too much, but forget about what he's saying off the field. How about on the field? He's making the game look harder than it used to be for him. Have you noticed him maybe losing a step or thinking too much or doing things that he normally wouldn't do?
Well, that's always a fine line for a quarterback that's at that age and the way, you know, you talk about the same thing with a Carson Palmer. Some of the struggles Carson Palmer has had, you know, 2 years ago, brilliant, one of his best year ever. And then all of a sudden now, and it's very subtle, when the ball's not coming out quite as quick, the reads aren't happening as fast. Now, we also know Ben's an emotional guy. And after the game, when, you know, maybe I don't have it, that was an emotional response, and came back and walked it back a little bit going, look, I'm still one of the best. And he is. But to me, it's the missed opportunities down. The interceptions are going to happen. And when you go back, I was originally going to do a piece on the interceptions. I went back, okay, am I going to see the ball out late? Am I going to see inaccuracy? But not to make any excuses, but some of the interceptions were, you see him make the same throw, and it's a huge catch. There were a couple tips, you know, just because Ben does it in an unorthodox way. He throws the ball in some places where you're kind of going, why is he doing that? And yet it's a reception for a touchdown, and then sometimes not. So, I don't know. We're going to have to see a couple more games. Obviously, it's going to be quite a challenge this week against Kansas City because not only are they playing well offensively, but even without Eric Berry, that group can take the ball away now. And so you got to be a little careful about putting the ball down the field. I would imagine we would see a heavy dose of Le'Veon Bell against Kansas City.
Well, one thing, Brian, we didn't see was a dose, at least of Le'Veon Bell running the ball down by the goal line. Is a quick fix for the Steelers' red zone issues just to run the ball more when they get in close?
Well, it certainly helps. If you're going to be a good red zone team, I don't care who your receiving core is or who your quarterback is, a good red zone team typically is going to be one that can run the ball when it wants to. And with Le'Veon Bell, you know, when you're just 1 week removed from gashing that Baltimore Raven defense, the way they did, you do scratch your head a little bit as to why they didn't run the ball or more. And obviously the game can get to a point where it gets away from you, and now you got to put the ball up. But the game was still close enough, early enough, that you do kind of scratch your head as to why they didn't rely on that red zone running game the way they did the previous week against Baltimore.
Brian Billick joining us here on the Fan Morning Show from NFL Network. One of the things that people don't want to admit, most certainly in this town probably, is the offensive line has not performed the way Steeler fans expected.
Yeah, and that's always a tough one. One of the number one questions I get as I do my round of radio shows like I'm doing now is, you know, boy, it's so hard to put together a good offensive line. You see the trials and tribulations they're having in Baltimore with that offensive line. There's really only so many good offensive lines. You look at the one, obviously, in Dallas. Everybody points to that one. You look at the one, obviously, in Pittsburgh. I think the one in Tennessee. And likewise, people are kind of questioning, well, what happened to that good offensive line they were supposed to have in Tennessee? So, you know, typically injury is a factor. That doesn't appear to be the problem for the Steelers. Some of it has to do, obviously, you got to be able to run the ball. And I always used to tell, you know, because linemen always want to run the ball. They want to run the ball more. And I always used to challenge my guys, saying, look, you got to earn the right to run the ball. You know, you in terms of the success and playing good defense, you want that 25th, that 30th carry, you got to earn that right. And right now, you know, that may be part of the problem. Like I said, I'll be shocked if they don't try to challenge, although it is a very good defense, challenge the running game a little bit more with Kansas City.
Does it appear that the leadership in the locker room isn't maybe what it used to be? And do you feel maybe there's too much freedoms given to the head coach gives the you know, wants to treat him like a young man, you know, wants to give him these freedoms, doesn't want to be that coach. But sometimes you have to be that coach. Is it a fine line that Tomlin has to walk?
It is a fine line, but at the end of the day, the leadership has to come from the locker room. It really does. I you know, I'm a coach, so naturally I would bristle at the intimation that, you know, you always hear struggling teams or a coach that's on a short leash, well, he's lost the locker room. And I'm one that doesn't believe that. A locker room may lose itself, but I don't know that a coach loses a locker room. And that's certainly not what you're intimating with Tomlin. But just the fact that where is that leadership coming? I would look at last year when they were playing so well, how different is it from last year? Why would it be that different from last year? Winning breeds success and camaraderie, obviously. And when things get tough, that's where it's really going to test you as a group. I have no reason to think that this group wouldn't be able to weather that. And obviously, Ben's got to be the leader of that, and he has to play well. When your guy that's going to be the spokesman for the team, for the most part, and he has a game the way Ben did against Jacksonville, then that's going to test you a little bit. Although the players are still going to follow his leadership, there's still going to be that in your back of mind. Whoa, you know, is the old man lost it type of thing.
Brian, has anything changed, or maybe how has Alex Smith gotten better, maybe rounded his game a little bit?
Well, I think they've provided him with more tools and more of an emphasis to get down the field. Because the MO has always been the same. They played good defense. Alex Smith has always been so efficient. But they've just not been able to get the ball down the field and on a regular basis. And now they appear to. Obviously, Kareem Hunt was a big addition for them, although they've always run the ball well. But Tariq Hill and Travis Kelce have really produced that ability to get the ball down the field. And I don't have the numbers right here in front of me, but the yards per attempt for a while there, I think he was leading the league in yards per attempt, or second and third in the league in yards per attempt, which, Alex Smith, are you kidding me? I mean, when did we see that? So that explosiveness, when you're playing good defense, when you can run the ball, obviously at home, that's becoming a place again because the fans are getting cranked up and the noise. But Alex Smith has always had the ability. They just haven't done it in a consistent way, and they're kind of coming together at just the right time with that explosiveness down the field. And they're very creative. I mean, I don't know that there's anybody more. I mean, all this jet sweep stuff and all that we're seeing in the that's just Delaware wing tee football. I mean, the more this game changes, the more it really stays the same. You can go back to old Delaware wing football. That's all this really is. He's kind of tapped into it with the jet sweeps, the fake jet sweeps that then open it, the cutback in the running games, and the boots and waggles that come off it. They've gotten very creative with it.
So there's a special place in Tubby Raymond's heart for this team, is what you're telling me, Coach.
That's right. That's right. We're going way back now. Good job pulling that name out. That's very good.
Brian Billick for a couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. I'm glad that you brought up the noise at Arrowhead. Is it that much louder than other places?
It is. Well, not. I can't say it's the loudest place, but it can get pretty loud, although I do remember. But it has to do with how your team's doing. I remember I prepared my team the last time I went into Kansas City. And again, just because we weren't there often and did all the things that you do when, you know, the crowd noise at the practice and this, that, and the other, and put all the play calling on a chart that was numbered because you weren't going to be able to hear it get out. So you tell the quarterback the number on the wristband, which we didn't do very often, and we went in, and they weren't a very good team, and we went in there, and it was like a church. I mean, at one point, one of the coaches came over and said, because I ended up, because we could hear, we just called the plays. We didn't even use a wristband. One coach came over and says, Coach, you got to keep your voice down because they can hear your voice. And I'm in Kansas City, are you kidding? So my players looked at me like I was nuts. So it, you know, it has to do with how well you're doing. Well, they're playing well. And those fans are cranked back up. And so, yes, it is with configuration of the stadium and the whole nine yards. it is a loud place that you do have to, you know, you're going to see the guard tap the center and gun to get the snap off. And these defensive ends now, it's a huge advantage for them because obviously if the team is just that snap count late, that iota of a step late because of the crowd noise and the snap count, that gives those good defensive ends the jump. That's part of why they're so good at home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.